It's not like when I'm in Brisbane, when I get the occasional message from some really gross old guy that says something like, want to have beers and fuck or something stupid like that. No, this is like hottie after hottie after hottie. It's really weird. What is going on? So, is it the stereotypical thing where the Asians like the fat white potatoes? Maybe that's it. But, man, I tell you, I'm thinking of moving to Kuala Lumpur. It's just unbelievable. Just imagine Big Fatty's gentlemen callers, but apply them to me, and they're all hot young Asian guys. It's just so weird.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just imagine Big Fatty's gentlemen callers. It's just so weird.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4778 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 2th of June 2026, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
Hollywood Show.
I want to tell you all about my day. Y'all got a voice that I forgot I had. Hello, Weekenders, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all, your Weekenders, because y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the weekend, so yes, Big Fatty, maybe we should jump right into it. Well, no, not quite yet. First, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all today. Today, the 2th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've only seen pictures. I've only seen pictures of the birthday boy because, y'all, it's probably best because is a listener of the little show, and y'all, I hope that this child does not have to listen to the little show, because y'all, there would probably be a call to protective services or something. Y'all, I am talking about the youngest of my Northeast Straight Daddies, chillins. Y'all, it's the birthday of Little Evan. Big Fatty, we love Little Evan. We do indeed. So, y'all, you're not. I hope you don't see Little Evan on the social medias. But, y'all, if you see my Northeast Straight Daddy, have him wish Little Evan a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, Big Fatty, I hope Little Evan gets a big old piece of cake. Actually, Big Fatty, I think since it's his special day, he should get two pieces of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Mac from Florida. I have a cold today, so I'm home from work, and I was just thinking about, like, a week or two ago, you were talking about the Lucky Day USA.
Let's make this your lucky day on USA.
I don't remember that at all, but there was a summer where, because I was in the hospital, I watched a lot of TV, and I think I watched that game show Block in the Afternoon. I remember they had, I think it was the concentration where they had the thing that looked like a giant spiral staircase, except huge, and every step had a car on it. And I remember the Scrabble. That was my favorite. And my very favorite thing about Scrabble was when they'd put the letters in the thing and it would go like, ting. I could have probably done that better if I weren't sick. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mac in Florida. And Mac, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Mac, I guess it was your lucky day today because, y'all, I was able to find that sound effect. I couldn't believe it. But Mac, you can just put that in a – in fact, I'll put it in a little loop here, and you can just enjoy it that way here. One moment, please. Okay, Big Fatty, I think we got it. Okay, well, anyway, y'all, sometimes it doesn't take much to bring back a fun memory or make you giggle a little bit. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just lovely. Let's giggle at, giggle it. Kind of giggles. You know Giggles likes to giggle. He does. I was telling you about the weekend, and I ran out of time, y'all. And I don't exactly remember what all I told you, but I know I told you about running out of gas. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we're still all concerned about that. But y'all, speaking of gas. Y'all, I got a couple of gas reports. You know, the Peterpotamus, you know, Epilui and Eric on their way back to Hatlanta. They here in Charleston, they filled up at $3.85 a gallon at the Sphincter gas station. And y'all, that Phoenix Dave, he says he's been traveling. His latest report was from Shreveport. He paid $3.29 a gallon. Big Fatty, that's crazy. It's true. Y'all, while we're at it, heard from the Turnip Head. You know, he always gives us a lime report, and he was not at his regular grocer, but the shop he was at was three for $2. Big Fatty, that's kind of pricey. It is. However, he was able to put himself on the scale at $1.99 a pound. Big Fatty, turnips for $1.99 a pound. Yes. So anyway, let's see. Saturday afternoon, old Veda. Veda stopped by the villa, y'all. He needed to borrow my air compressor, the tire inflator, if you will, cause his jalopy had a screw in one of the tires, and it was losing air. And so he stopped by, and y'all, I just told him, I said, just keep it until you know for sure, until you get your tire fixed. And so he did that. Y'all, Sunday, y'all, is very, very important news on Sunday. Y'all, that was, by the way, Sunday, the 31st of May, y'all, it was the anniversarium of the Orange Hat going to glory 9 years ago. Y'all, I can't believe it. It's been 9 years. But anyway, what was I saying? I don't know. Y'all, the other big news from Sunday is, y'all, the official spam ambassador of the BFO and former number one fan, I might add. Y'all, that's the Laughing Buddha. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He used to do a little show, but it's just been so long. We've just lost touch. We have lost touch. But y'all, he went with some friends to the Spam Museum. Now, y'all, this is, I didn't ask if they had like a, you know, sometimes you can go to the World of Coca-Cola in Hatlanta and you can taste the different flavors of Coca-Cola from around the world. I wonder if they had a spam tasting room. Big Fatty, that's probably the VIP experience. Well, it could be. But y'all, he visited the Spam Museum. Maybe he'll call in and give us a report on what's included in your entry cost. And yeah, oh, Big Fatty, maybe he'll become a docent there. Could be. Anyway, y'all, Sunday afternoon, recorded the LFC with old Veda. And then, y'all, it was just a quiet evening here in the villa. I watched the news, and the 60 Minutes was a repeat. Y'all, they're on hiatus until the fall. Y'all, several of the correspondents have been, as they say, let go. Anyway, we'll see who's left when the fall comes around. Yes, y'all, speaking of the fall, I failed to mention that on Monday, the 1st of June, y'all, that was meteorological summer. Just like, all the folks down there in the future, they always say, oh, the 1st of June is the first day of winter. And, yes, Big Fatty, winter, winter, chicken, frozen chicken dinner. It's true. And, y'all, I saw that Arthur. And that Arthur had put out a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, he's a little more regular than Crooked Hat. It's true. But so I'll have to listen to that and find out what's going on. Y'all, the other thing that happens at the beginning of the month is the Apple Clock. The Apple Clock sends me a goal, an exercise goal. For the month, and y'all, it said, Big Fatty, you have exceeded, you have more than doubled your daily exercise goal several times to win this month's award. You need to exceed that goal twice during the month. Well, y'all, my goal is an hour of nipple walking every day. So y'all, Monday, I walked for 2 hours inside. Y'all, it was so muggy. So muggy on Monday morning. But anyway, y'all, slept sort of like a baby once I went to sleep. But y'all, I tell you what I was doing. I was preparing the master elements of the new Ruination Repeat, you know, that debuts on Sunday, where it's going to be a recap of the previous week's show. So everything you hear this week, you'll get a recap of all that on Sunday. Gail and King are back for that. And y'all, I've tweaked their requirements so that they're not telling about the history of the BFO on every episode. I said, you know, just use that information as reference information, but don't talk about the history of the BFO. Just concentrate on that week's thing. And y'all, I tested it out with last week's little show, and y'all, I think it's going to be okay. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, got up on Monday morning, had my coffee. Y'all, I had those apple fritters. Remember, I bought those apple fritters at the Sam's Club last week. Had one of those. Y'all just slathered it. Slathered it in the Kerrygold butter. And had that for my brofkas. And y'all, I was sitting here doing my puzzles and my games and everything after I'd read my e-paper. And y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my most regular gentleman caller, the 33-year-old, he says, Brick Whitey, can I stop by on my way to work this morning? I said, yes. And so, y'all, he came by, and y'all, it was lovely. Oh, excuse me, I've got the hiccups. It was just lovely. And so it was, wham, bam, thank you, Brick Whitey. And he was gone, and y'all, I was doing my 2 hours of nipple walking while I was watching The Price is Right and listening to some little shows. And y'all, then I was peddling around looking for there's an upcoming trip for. For the Nip and Flo and I, where I think we're gonna go to the to Miss Dolly Hortensia Parton's area during the once it gets decorated for Crema. But y'all, we can't make any reservations till I find out what the dates are for the Pops concert series. So waiting on that, but you know, we're still looking around anyway, and. I even reached out to the Haunt Cub to find out the name of the cabin complex that he had stayed at before and recommended. But y'all, it's not in existence anymore. So, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Big Freddy, you do have the hiccups. I do, but it's yes. You might have to tighten that up in post. Oh dear, Gussie, Big Fatty, I've got the hiccups now. It's true. It's funny how that happens. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Tuesday, y'all. Did you say rabbit yesterday? I did, and y'all, I got an e-letter from the number one fan of BFO for 20 and 26. You know, that's Mrs. Lauren. And y'all, she sent me $5 in Kohl's cash. Oh, Big Fatty, already burning a hole in your pocket, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie Battler and Scotty, anything you want to get off your chest?
Just imagine Big Fatty's gentleman callers. It's just so weird.
Oh, no, it's not weird. It's lovely. It's just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.